Jesus, my Lord. Hurt. Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, Lord.
Can watching be considered prayer? Again, do you do it? Watching can be considered prayer. Can it? Do you do it? Can you purely watch without anything distracting you? Can you watch something with everything in you? Until you become the watch. That's when you're taken. Do you watch more outwardly or inwardly? Where do you watch the most? She says outwardly. How many are in agreement? Then your roots are in the flesh. And you're never going to know the error. Because you got too many veils to move out of the way. Too many objects. Too many things to move. When Jesus speaks to the fig tree, where is his conscience? Where's his conscience when he speaks to the fig tree? Is the root on top of the ground? Aren't you the ground? Where are your roots? Are they in the ground? Are your roots in the ground? Are you the ground? Are there evil roots in you? Then if you're not conscious of your roots, how are you going to deal with the evil in you? What should you be rooted and grounded in? So you accept your bitter roots that spring up out of you and put leaves on your body but no fruit because your roots are evil. You look like you're gonna produce season, but somehow or another you ain't producing nothing. You got a form of godliness, but you deny the power to manifest. Rooted and grounded in love. That your roots are to be in love. And roots should be deep down in the ground. And your conscience takes you to the root of your matter. It's not anything in anyone in here tonight that your conscience can't speak to and pluck it up by the root. Tell somebody that's now faith. That's now faith. Say that's now faith. Say that's now faith. Say it again. Say it again. Say it again. Say it again. Say it again with authority. Say it with power. Now. Andeyaba, tinamaya sinakieta. Asatekahoya. Ashininimiyo, sandinimiyaka. Etadiyo sekundiyaba, seria sekuyata. Eninimiyo, sandinimiyaka. Etakoria, sininimiyo, sandiyaba. Esakaneria, sekataria sekoho. Andenimiyasa. Eninio sehoya. He's speaking to your hearts right now by faith. And speaking to the root of the matter, the root of the error, the root of the problem, to pluck it up by the root, that no thorns and briars and thistles may grow out of you, that you are holy ground. You are holy ground. Hetikia, Oshataba, Taninimio, Esataka, Neoshe, Esininimio Saka, Esatayana, Neresahoya. Asatinimio, Keninimiosa, Etakandeniaba, Siatanimio, Seniosa, Eniama, Kieterioso. Agree with the word. The confidence, it cannot come back void. Let the word enter into you and the spirit of it, and let it give you the victory.
Thank you, Lord.
You are not getting victory like men, you are getting victory by faith. You are getting the victory by the word of God in you. You are the ground. And every root in you that's not producing, pluck it up. Because it doesn't belong in your ground. Nothing in you should be barren, because it testifies to a curse. Nothing. Hear me this day, you'll need it later. Hear me today, you'll need it later, because the forces are coming to see you. Hear me today, that you might know in the time to come that nothing in you should be barren. Give him glory. Speak to someone and say, we will not be barren nor unfruitful in the works of the Lord. Give him praise.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Atakini yo sekohosha. Andimi yo sandinimi yaka. Esatakandeli yo senama. Teninimi yo sinanama yete kohoya. Seria si yete kohoye ne. Satia niya sinimi yosha. Etakandeli yaba. Sani yoso. Hey, atakini yo sekohoya. Say no more that I don't prepare you for what's coming. Say no more, I don't prepare you. I prepare you for what's coming. That you might be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. I prepare you, saith the Lord. I prepare you. I let nothing slip upon you. I prepare you. Barrenness is a curse. Unfruitfulness is a curse. Lack is a curse. Poverty is a curse. Receive my mind, saith the Lord. Search my mind and see if any of those things are in it. Renew the spirit of your mind. And hold fast to the truth. Faith is not something that runs through your mind. Faith is in your conscience. It's in a timeless state. Faith makes time parts. It slips between the past and the present and the future, which is only a split second faith slips through it and stop the intent of time. Faith, it's not something you try to have. It comes just by hearing. It can't come hearing what you want to hear. It only comes by hearing what the Spirit is saying to the church. Faith cannot come because of your desires. You don't know how to desire. Comes with the desire of the Lord concerning you. It's an entity that shows up and makes everything bow. It's a state of consciousness. It's an entity that when it shows up, everything barren got to disappear. Faith is not something that's materialized in your head. Faith is wrapped up inherent in word. And when you feel the spirit of word, faith grows. And then it starts doing what humans can't do. He's coming with glory. The Lord is coming with glory. He's coming with glory. Faith said so. Knowledge is power. Knowledge is power. Don't think for a moment that the knowledge of the Lord is weak because it allows you to suffer. The suffering just shows how strong the knowledge is. Jesus is suffering to prove that the knowledge of God is greater than the knowledge of men. I have to help you understand suffering. It proves the strength that is in you. Suffering proves where your strength is. Be strong in the Lord. Don't yield to contrariness so easy. Your faith must be tried, that it might produce the righteousness of God in you through suffering. The righteousness of God comes through suffering. Faith produces it. Word is made flesh. It's made flesh. How do you listen? How do you listen? How do you listen?
If I'm quiet, I can listen from within, but if not, I'm listening from without.
And these last few moments, were you listening?
I was listening, making sure I got it written all down.
You, what did you write?
Oh, God.
What did you write?
I wrote...
Okay. That faith does not run through your mind, but your conscience. Faith comes by hearing. It does not come by your desires. Faith, it is a state of consciousness. Faith, it is coming with a glory. Suffering proves where your strength is. Don't yield to contrariness so easy. What are you going to do with that?
I'm going to meditate.
How so?
How soon?
How so?
How so?
How so?
What's wrong?
I don't know how to answer how so.
Well, why didn't you just ask me?
Okay.
I thought if you didn't know, you're supposed to. So why don't you just ask?
Okay. How do you answer how so?
What is your way you're going to meditate upon that?
I read over it, I sit quietly, and meditate.
What's going on in your meditation?
What's going on in it?
Yeah. Do you love those words?
I do.
You do? Mm-hmm. You love them. You love these words?
Oh, Jesus.
Do you love these words?
Yeah, I like what you say, yeah.
I ain't say like. Do you love these words? What you... Do you love these words? Uh-uh.
Yeah.
You do. Do you feel these words? Because anything you love, you ought to feel. Now, do you feel these words?
Not yet.
Then love isn't there.
Okay.
You all love something and don't feel it? Is love something you feel?
Yes.
And you know you love it because you... Is that boring? Or is that just the truth? She asked a question off of your question.
How do you... If the word comes and it stings you... How do you love it, but yet it stings you?
Because the only thing, Minister Joseph, the word is stinging is something that's affecting your love. Something is messing with your love feast, and word came to sting it. So that you can love without a sting. Can you love without a sting? Doesn't get your attention. Word comes to mess with that spirit that won't let you love purely. That's why you feel the agitation. That's why you feel the vexation. That's why you feel the upsetness. That's why you feel hot. It's all kind of flashes out there. I really don't believe in any of them. I honestly don't. It's a part of the curse. But you don't hear so many people accept it. You say, well, okay, I guess I'll go that way too. Why don't you start speaking against some of this human stuff? You're born. Wait a minute. Are you born again or not? Then why all this human stuff still taking you? Because you never thought that it ain't normal, because you done talked about 50 other women and all of you having the same problem. Yes.
I want to say you can say that because you, I know it's from the curse, but listen, I have spoken those same words that you're saying we need to speak. But them things don't go nowhere, Apostle. So why does the negative seems to linger more? So if I say, well, I'm not having any more hot flashes because it's of the curse, why don't that word bring forth quicker than to say I'm having a hot flash?
Okay. Thing is, you acknowledge it is it a part of the curse or not?
It is.
Are you, wait a minute, let's don't go no further. Is it a part of the curse?
Yes.
Have you ever called it a curse? When they come, do you say, you cursed thing, bringing fire in me that's not of God, heating me up by the fire of this world, the lust of fire. You don't talk to it like that?
Not with those words. Not with that exact words.
I feel a coolness. I'm like, oh, I feel cool. I started cooling down.
Did you?
Yeah, I really did. What do you think? Maybe you might get cool now after those words.
Okay.
I'm going to take you at your word.
You sure?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Do you trust me?
Yes, I do.
Because I felt a coolness that I've never felt before. I've been sitting beside people and feel the move of faith at times and don't say anything, but I decided to tell you. But let's say it didn't come from the fan.
Okay.
Let me hear you.
Okay.
Let me hear you say it didn't come from that fan. The coolness I felt, because you're going to take it away from me if you do.
Oh,
because you said you were fanning me. I'm not going to let the enemy slip in and rob this coolness from the fan.
So you're saying this is what I'm hearing you say.
Go ahead.
When I put this fan down tonight.
No, you miss what I'm saying.
Okay.
You spoke against it before you put the fan down. You spoke against it when I said I felt this coolness, and you said it was because I was fanning you, and everybody laughed at me.
Because it was, I mean, this is what my it was, but you say you felt the coolness and I was fanning, but I wasn't conscious enough to know that it was the coolness that you were talking about.
Now you see how quickly the enemy robbed you of faith. Now you want to take that and leave it. And he's got a seed of doubt in you. This is so good. Now you're going to tell me, now, you mean to tell me if I put that fan down tonight, I'm going to be cool? No, that's not where the enemy entered. It's not in that movement. He messed with you when you spoke against the coolness I felt because discernment wasn't there. That's when he robbed you.
But that's in everything then. Everything.
That's how quickly he slips in what?
Unaware.
And that's what you just described. He came in unaware. And I knew he did, because I knew where that coolness was coming from. It wasn't emanating from without. As a matter of fact, I didn't even see you fanning where I was. This coolness hit within me and I knew what it was doing. and he had you speak against that, but it's okay.
It is. It truly is, because we learn. That's how we learn. Yeah.
Now, I mean, it's okay. But when I say it's okay, it ain't gonna stop God from doing it. That's what I really mean.
Okay, I get that. So what I'm asking you tonight, that you made it where you made it known when the enemy slipped in.
Mm-hmm.
Repentance is the quickest way out of anything. So when I put this, because from this moment, once repentance set in, it no longer, what I did or said no longer exists. Now I'm going off of your word. So your word is, I'm going to be cool.
When?
Right now.
When you put the fan down?
No, no.
When you put the fan down?
No, right now. Right now.
No, I gotta deal with that first, because you threw that in there too.
Mm-hmm. The fan
you
is down.
When you put the fan down.
Okay.
It's not when the coolness comes, when you put the fan
down. So I can pick the fan up instead of fan.
You can pick the fan up and hold it all okay. you want to. That is not controlling the coolness.
Okay.
The coolness is what was emanating out of me by faith.
Was I supposed to feel that coolness?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't. That's why I said it was the fan.
But when you repented, why didn't it overtake you?
Because you was telling... Take this. Go on back up. Go on back up, Yana.
No, you no. gotta understand. You gotta... Everybody gotta understand how the enemy comes against you. Gotta see this. I'm glad you're doing this, because everybody needs to see this. You gotta see it. Now, let me tell you what the Lord did, because I'm connecting everything tonight. Okay, this is what he did. The anointing hit, and I said, now faith, right? I kept saying it, right? Now faith. And I got you, I kept saying it, getting you all involved in what? Now faith. Then I started explaining faith, didn't I? It was all for this moment. It was for this moment that was going to come. I feel it again. He won't let you connect. It's your nature to connect. Faith, and we went through that whole thing on faith. He was preparing you and setting you up for what was about to happen following it that quickly in the service. I pulled on Pastor Deborah because I know she was wondering. It was all over her countenance. That's why I came and got her, to bring her back home. You gotta know. Don't let him slip in unaware. Because if he does, you're going to try to believe God for something, and he done occupied the place where you believe. That's how quickly he does that. Sarah laughed when that angel told her. Did God still do it? That's why I tell you, he's still going to do what he's doing. Have no confidence in the flesh. Your righteousness can't make God do nothing, because he's already done everything he's going to do. Oh, give him that kind of glory.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
The only reason I show you those little things is not for you to condemn yourself or beat yourself up, but I gotta let you see how easy he does what. That's the only thing you're supposed to get. You're not supposed to go to the next step. Well, I ain't gonna get it. Then that's why I had to tell you Sarah laughed and still what. So now I gotta balance that statement. I gotta speak to every spirit that's talking to you in the moment. I have to. Because if I don't speak against that spirit that's talking to you, you're not going to reap what God is saying. And I'm hearing, as a shepherd, I'm watching the wolf that slips in and try to steal from the sheep their inheritance and the promises that God has given them. I can see them. And I speak against them and I come out against them. But that's why. And that's the only thing you're supposed to take away. She's not supposed to say, well, I missed it. I ain't going to get it. No, that is not what you're supposed to. You're only supposed to see what? How he does what? To create what? Consciousness in you. Prick your conscience so you start doing what? Watching how he does what? That's all you're supposed to take away. Nothing else. Oh, that coolness is still on me. I feel it. Wow. Wow. It's internal. Whoa. Wow. Wow. That's what your conscious spirit you witness to. You had a question. That was. Put your hands together. Come on, praise God for that. Okay. Feel, Pastor Deborah. Feeling is greater than thinking. You can think all day and not feel anything. Did you feel the Holy Ghost? Did anybody feel the Holy Ghost when you got it? Well, when you speak in tongues, do you feel?
Yes.
You feel it? How long can you hold it? Because I can hold it a long time. And that's feminine, isn't it? You got to hold it. Yes. Ah, I feel it. Feel it, Pam. I feel it. Yes.
So when going back to when you said, when she said it was in the fan, and you said, say it wasn't in the fan, and that would have been the repentance. But I didn't hear that actual dialogue as to what would have happened if she would have just said it was in the fan. Like it wasn't in the fan. If she had just simply said it wasn't in the fan, that the coolness didn't come from the fan. Because that's what you said.
She's coming against the knowledge that slipped in. Because when I said, I feel this coolness. Because I don't say it. And she said, well, I don't say it like that when I talk to the enemy. So I don't go on this little. And these words are coming from the Lord. The Holy Ghost is actually speaking. And I know it. Because I'm not making those words up. They're not premeditated. None of them are. I'm speaking in the first person of the Holy Ghost the whole time. My conscience is serving me. So, what is happening is, she says, in the fan, the enemy slips in to divide her and create doubt. So she doesn't receive my words with all her heart. So, she said, oh, I'm fanning you. And I said, okay, it's not coming from the fan. This coolness is internal. So that's where we are now. From there, where are you?
So you specifically said, say it's not. It didn't come from the fan.
I had to get her to come against those words of saying it is in the fan. Go ahead.
But I didn't hear that dialogue to actually just simply say it wasn't in the fan. So my mind started questioning, is it that simple? If something happens and I just say, or if you give me the knowledge to say that it wasn't what I confessed it to be, if I just simply say that, does the rest of the knowledge as to why I thought it was that way go away?
Yes. Because you are immediately dividing the knowledge that you said it was. So I had to get her to divide the knowledge from saying it's in the fan to speak against the fan. Now she's divided it. And when she divides it, it can't stand. Yes, that's absolute. She had to do that. To just divide that. so that knowledge wouldn't be single in her. That's what you do. You, whenever you speak against something you've been speaking, you are dividing it. And anytime you divide something, it can't stand. That's absolute. Go ahead.
So the dialogue portion of what actually happened, I guess I'm trying to figure out if that's necessary. And I'm, for me, because I know that I can't find a million ways to say why I didn't experience something. But I do not know how to just simply say, that was a lie, and walk away from it, because my mind still goes. And then I feel like that space is what keeps me from, even if I said it, it would keep me from being able to hold it, to even witness after you say, Sarah laughed, but she still witnessed it. I don't know if I'm making sense, but like that, there's still a space where I know that even if I said it, I'm not fully understanding how the dialogue portion goes away, or the thoughts of it.
Okay. Mary does not understand what that angel is saying to her, does she? You agree? She don't understand. The only way she knows that you can have a kid is with a man. Right? She don't understand at all. And this angel is telling her how this gonna be. He says the Holy Ghost will come upon you. The power of the Most High is gonna what? Overshadow you. And the holy thing shall be called a what? Son of God. What postures does she take, not no understanding? She says something to that angel that made her one with the angel. What did she say? Be it unto me according to thy word. That's what you hold. She does not understand all of that that the angel has said, but she knows it's an angel of God, right? If you believe he sent me, agree and say, be it unto me according to the word he spoke. Say it so everybody can hear it.
Be it unto me according to the word that you have spoken.
Do it again. I want to put some heart. Let me feel it.
Be it unto me according to the word that you have spoken.
Breakthrough. Do it again.
Be it unto me according to the word that you have spoken. Be it unto me according to the word that you have spoken.
It's working, but you gotta trust me. Do it again.
Be it unto me according to the word that you have spoken.
It's breaking. Do it again.
Be it unto me according to the word that you have spoken. Be it unto me according to the word that you have spoken.
Do it again.
Be it unto me according to the word that you have spoken.
Everybody do it with one accord. Do it.
Be it unto me according to the word that you have spoken.
Do it again.
Be it unto me according to the word that you have spoken.
Put your hands together and give thanks to Jesus. We feel like in the world that you got to understand something to get increased, right? When it comes to the Spirit of the Lord, you just want to agree with the Spirit. Because it can make things happen that you don't even understand. That's the Spirit that does it.
Oh my God.
Anyone else? Yes, sir.
Yes, I had a question. Hopefully it didn't shift to atmosphere. Earlier today, I was going to work out, and as I was working out, this guy happened to walk past me, and I happened to notice his tattoo, and it had Jesus on the cross, like slumped over. And for some reason, I just immediately started crying, and I kind of thought about what you said. I don't know how long ago, it was like years ago. You said something about how when people put like crosses on them, it's basically like sin or something like that. Long story short. And I just was just weeping and crying. And so I was like, Lord, I started to look at myself. I don't have any tattoos, but I was literally asking myself, like, Lord, have I ever tatted something on me that doesn't look right? You know, so my question is, one, why did I feel that? But two, if that's the correct question, but two, was I right in the way that I saw the situation?
There's knowledge in your feelings. You need to hear that. There's knowledge in your feelings. Whenever you're given to your feelings, listen for the mind of your feelings. Because your feelings do not come without knowledge. They come with knowledge. Even anger comes with knowledge. You can't have a feeling and knowledge don't come with it. You just don't listen to the knowledge that comes with it because you're given to the feeling. So when it happens, listen for the knowledge that comes with it. Yes. He's here. He's here. Auntie Kenia, you believe me? Yes, you do. It makes us laugh. That's what believing does. It makes you laugh. It doesn't make you fearful. It doesn't make you doubt. It doesn't make you wonder. It makes you laugh, Nicole. Believing always makes you laugh. Because fear can't come in the midst of it. That's what makes you laugh. That you're in a place that is impossible to doubt. Yes. Whoa.
Testing. Okay. It's funny that we're talking about feelings because over the last, I would say, 2 weeks, I've noticed like the knowledge part of the feelings. And so there were like some situations that came up and I was like looking at my response. And so I was like, okay, like they weren't of God. So I was like, okay, my love's not perfected as of yet. And so I hit this place where I was like, okay, Lord, I know it's not perfected, but I don't know what to do. So I'm kind of in that place where it's like, okay, I'm like accepting that it wasn't the proper response, but at the same time, I know that like I'm not always going to be there, or at least I'm not supposed to always be there. I say all that to say me and my sister were having a conversation, and so because of the situation, I didn't realize that the feeling that I was feeling when I was going through it was connected to something that happened way before it even happened. So as I'm talking it out with her, it's almost like a release was kind of, a release was going on. So I was able to look at it and be like, wow, I never connected that it was that feeling that was then that was present now. But it was different because I, of course, defended myself, but it wasn't because I was angry or anything like that. It was because I was scared of having to go through it again. And so having to talk it out, it was almost like a, it was almost like a light bulb went off, if you, for lack of a better word. And so one thing I'm noticing about myself is I tend to disconnect from my feelings a little bit, in at least in terms of like when people say things, because I can feel what they're saying. If it's negative, I'm gonna actually feel it. Like I actually feel what they're saying. So it's almost like a, not necessarily a barrier, but it's almost like I protect myself or shield myself away from having to feel what they're saying. So it's like I make it more mental than actually feeling what the person is saying. But I can see that I'm supposed to feel like the Holy Ghost. I'm supposed to feel this stuff. But it's like, how do I have such an experience but still not let it govern me feeling the Holy Ghost? Does that make sense?
Don't try to feel both. For your feelings to be pure, they must only feel the Holy Ghost. Then, when your feelings are united with the Holy Ghost, you can feel anything in this world and it'll never overpower the Holy Ghost, because greater is that that's in you than that that's in the world. It's not that I don't feel all these other things, but when I feel it, it can make me feel sad. It can make me weep. It doesn't. When God perfects your feelings, I promise you, you will never rejoice in iniquity. Never. You will weep. You will feel sad. You will cry. But you will never rejoice in unrighteousness. Your feelings won't let you when the Holy Ghost takes your feelings. And when it comes, you feel sad. That's when you know your feelings have been exercised and appear. That was good.
This is good.
Are we good? Anyone else? Were you going to say something?
I believe when that was going on, it may be, I know you told me this, you told us to stay, but she, I was wondering what her responsibility was. Like,
okay.
But you said, like, our responsibility is to believe or prove it. So with that situation, does she have a responsibility, or is it just going to happen? But you gave the example, so.
The woman is to be fruitful and to multiply, right? That's it, right? Now, if she can't be fruitful and multiply, she's barren. Right? Right? And even though the seed is there, she cannot produce the seed. There's barrenness because that's a curse. But the word of God cannot come back void, which means it's impossible for it not to be fruitful. It's impossible for it not to multiply. What would the enemy try to do to you? He would try to make you think that the word of God is like the words of men. And after you hear men so long, you think God is a man. I got to get you to hear why the prophets said that. That Israel heard a man so long, they thought God was a man. We done heard men so long in our lives, we think God is a man, but we don't want to say it. But deep down in our heart, we deal with God like he's a man. And it's because we don't hurt men so long. And that's the slipping in unaware. And when God speaks faith to us, it's like, oh no. And that's why you know you, oh, this is perfect. That's why you know you have believed God to be a man. Because when he speak a miracle to you, you back up. That's because that man in you is backing up. If you believe God was God and the Holy Ghost is making up the Godhead in you, and you can't divide the Godhead, that when the Holy Ghost is in you, the whole Godhead is in you. When you hear the word of God, everything in you leaps and nothing in you draw back. But we draw back because we believe God is like a man. That's how much travail has to go on with us. That's how much travail has to constantly go on with us. And really, you got to really see that travail is necessary. Are we good?
So, as a female, when you hear the thoughts that come and you know they're not God, how do you respond to them? Do we remain still, or what is our posture?
The stillness. Be still and know. Women learn in silence. When you can be that still and exercise yourself in that stillness, the stillness speaks to the spirit for you. It'll speak to every one of them and answer them for you.
So, like today, I was sitting and I heard this voice and it said something negative to me concerning my son.
Right.
And then it mentions it said something to you would rather lose your soul to have your son come back. And I listened to it and I felt it and I was like, stop talking to me. You don't talk to me like that because you must think I'm a silly woman to lose my soul because I want my son back. That is not how God works. So I didn't know what to say. So that's the only thing I could do because I didn't know what to do because I didn't think that was appropriate.
You said enough to it. The key is when it's not talking, that's when you want to be still. Everybody need to hear that. When it comes, you're going to have a hard time being still. You want those moments and take advantage of those moments when ain't nothing, when he ain't talking. That's when you want to exercise yourself. So that when he comes, you're ready. You can't wait until you get in the middle of it. That's not good. That's why you got to take some of those moments when you feel joyous and want to have a little fun. Take some of those fun moments because ain't nothing bothering you and exercise yourself in those moments. You'll be surprised at how much you'll reap from those moments when he comes, because he's definitely going to come back. And that's what we haven't learned how to do. And he got Israel for not knowing. He said, you rise up and you play. And then when the enemy come, you want me to come in. It's like, we got to start taking advantage of the moments when ain't nothing bothering us. Everyone has space where you ain't bothered and you can't take it and give it all to your little social pleasure. You got to use some of that time to exercise yourself and build yourself up because he's coming back. He's coming back. And you got to know he's coming back. So God gives you this space. We haven't had the wisdom how to use that space. And that's all. When he's not there, use that space when he's not talking and exercise yourself in being still. That's when you want to do it. Yes, that is the victory. But you're not going to be still while he's talking to you. You're going to exercise yourself when he's not talking. And you're not going to be thinking about him when you're being still. When you're still, it's like still water. Like water. Let your meditation be like still water. And let the water be the word. Use that knowledge. Let the knowledge you meditate upon, the word is water, and be still and meditate upon it in your heart until you feel the stillness of the water of the Lord in your heart and you feel still. Hold that. Hold that. And it'll speak for you. Okay? Done. This is good. I'm okay. Amen. Been profitable? Come on, give God praise. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Turn it over with your scripture partners and exercise yourself in these things. It's an excellent time. I feel the Lord doing some mighty things in you that your ear hasn't heard. Your eye hasn't seen, nor has it entered into your heart. I feel like that's where the word is right about now. And all you got to do is make yourself available. Now you're going to have to do that, and you're going to have to give ear to the things that are being taught, and you're going to have to listen and turn the things over that you're being taught and let the Lord do the rest and work it in you. If you do that, I feel like we're at that place now that faith can take hold immediately in us. Amen. Amen.